What's up, true believers? Welcome to another exciting episode of Heart in the Paint with your host, as always, Justin. What's up, guys? Hope y'all guys are having an amazing day. Guys, it's been officially a week since Avengers Infinity Wars has been out, and they have already close to the $900 million mark. Wow. That is amazing. Guys, thank you for tuning in, taking the time out of your busy days to listen to what I have to say. But again, guys, I know my audience is a Marvel head just like I am. So if you are new here, please hit that subscribe button if you're listening to podcast outlets. If you are on the Anchor app, please favorite it. And as you're in the neighborhood, please hit that clap back button and abuse it. And just clap as much as you guys can. Thank you. But yes, I promise you guys my top what the heck moments of Avengers Infinity Wars. And I'm going to go over them right now. Guys, if you have any other what the heck moments, please hit that callback button on the Anchor app. Or just hit me up on my other social media outlets with Heart in the Paint Podcast. And let me know what your favorite or your dumbest what the heck moments of Avengers Infinity Wars. Let's get started. All right, so what the heck moment number one. Now, again, I might have mentioned this already, but this could, my first two what the heck moments. Now, again, this list might be growing over the next couple of weeks as I'm going to see it more. But my first one is kind of like a strange what the heck moment, because in Thor Ragnarok, we understand that, you know, when Thor's hammer got destroyed, you know, he had that epiphany, that revelation that he didn't need the hammer, you know, because he was so worried that being that the hammer was destroyed, he thought he could not defeat not only his sister, but really, really battle like we know Thor to do. But in Thor Ragnarok, it was already established that, are you the god of hammers? No, you are the god of thunder. You didn't need the hammer. The hammer was only to channel your strength. So in Thor Ragnarok, we were made to think that he did not need the hammer no more, because he was the baddest mamma jamma in Asgard, and he was throwing it down. But in Infinity War, we were introduced that, oh, hold on, second thought, yeah, I actually do need the hammer, or I do need a Titan-killing kind, so, or the Thanos-killing kind. So that was the kind of, hold on, what the heck, like. And I'm not saying that these what the heck moments took away from the film, not at all. But it's just one of those things that made me think for a little bit as I was seeing the film, like, what? So that's one of my what the heck moments, is Thor needing Stormbreaker. But still, even though he got Stormbreaker, he was like one of my favorite characters in Infinity Wars. He was an amazing character in throughout this whole one. And, I mean, my favorite part was when he came on the Wakanda scene and literally said, bring me Thanos, jumped up and did that whole amazing, dramatic power outlet there. So, anyways, my second what the heck moment is right now goes to the character that kind of impressed me, is Mantis. You're probably thinking, hold on, how does Mantis have a what the heck moment? The what the heck moment that Mantis has won was the part where she actually put Thanos to this guy, comatose or kind of like half asleep kind of status here. And I mean, it was amazingly put together. That scene was great. I love the scene on Titan, the choreography on how it was placed together. It was really, really good. But when you got to think, again, I had a moment like, hold on. As I was thinking about it, as I was meditating, I was thinking about, hold on, let me just think about this for a second. Mantis just put asleep a god in Volume 2 and couldn't really put Thanos to sleep. But let me stop you there, because I know you're probably saying, hold on, Justin, hold on. Yes, at the same time, it's a what the heck moment that, you know, in Volume 2, Mantis put Ego asleep with just like a very, very angry sleep. And bam, he was good. I mean, he was done for a little bit. He took his nap. But in Infinity Wars, I mean, she couldn't even put Thanos to have like a nap or even close his eyes. But it was very, he put him in a status. Yes, we get that. But I think at the exact same time I was pitching this what the heck moment to a couple of my friends, at the same time this Thanos has 4 Infinity Stones at the same time. So even though Mantis did say he's very, very powerful, hurry up, you know, grab it. So that's still there, okay? It's kind of like a catch-22. Yes, I get it, but that was still a what-the-heck moment for me, because I'm like, dude, you just put a Celestial asleep. Like, how can you not put Thanos to sleep? But even though, yes, in Infinity Gauntlet, he has all the stones, he's still kind of powerful, as more powerful or more than a Celestial. Yes, 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 I covered my routes there. So, for the next what-the-heck moment. So my next what the heck moment, number 3, has to kind of go to Dr. Banner. Now, through the whole film, we just got to see Hulk in that one fisticuffs in the beginning, which was still a great scene. But the fact that the Hulk was scared, that was kind of the underline, but even though the Hulk was scared through the whole film of Thanos, I'm like, what the heck? Like, why did we not get... Now, again, Marvel's did a great job making us believe that Banner or Hulk is going to be in the Wakanda scene. Touche, editors, touche. But that has to be the what the heck moment number 3 for me in Infinity Wars. Where the heck is the Hulk in all of this? But again, kudos to Mark Ruffalo, because again, I guess they wrote the script in a way that, you know, he needed to be in there, maybe get some acting going on. He was great, but still, the fact that we didn't get none of Hulk in Infinity War just in the beginning, okay, yeah, what the heck. What the heck number 4 moment of Infinity War has to go to Mr. Wong. And now, I y'all might be saying, even... Yes, number 4 goes to Wong, because it was a funny meme and somebody actually caught it. Because when I was watching it the second time, I mean, that fight scene in New York where, you know, all the crap went down and, you know, Tony Stark and Spider-Man went into the cue ship and Wong just opened the portal up, stepped right back in. Bruce Banner looks at him. He goes, hey, you know, I gotta get back, you know, protecting the sanctums. But dude, you already know, like, Thanos is coming to get the Infinity Stones and wiping out the universe. Who cares about the Sanctums right now, man? We need your little wizardy right now. So that was like the what the heck moment, because he was like, oh, yeah, all right, they're all gone? All right, well, peace. Like, really? What the heck, dude? Come on, Wong. All right, and I only have 5, but my top what the heck moment, and I think y'all already know where I'm going with this, is Mr. Peter Quill, aka Star What the Heck Lord. I mean, the Infinity Gauntlet was right there, and he had to pull. He couldn't keep his stuff in his pants, man. That's all I have to say. Because even Stark was like, "Bruh, cool it, man. Cool it. Just take a little bit. Just take a little bit, and just calm it down." Rewind it a little bit. He couldn't even do that. The fate of the universe was there, and Star-Lord couldn't hold his crap. He couldn't. When he found out, now again, the set of the scene. If you guys have not seen it, forgive me. I didn't even do spoiler alerts. Sorry, guys. Spoiler warnings. But we already know the scene. If we have seen it, you know, Mantis is on top of him. Yeah, I mean, they literally almost got it off. Spider-Man, I mean, literally right there on the fingertips, passing the fingertips. And Quill couldn't just hold his crap. He couldn't. That was the what the heck moment, because we could have won, or they could have won, but no, Star-Lord just couldn't just hold his crap. Like, really, you held an Infinity Stone, but you couldn't hold your crap. You couldn't hold it. That is the biggest what the heck moment of Infinity Wars. Guys, if you enjoyed this, please hit that clap back button about 20 times. You guys just been hitting it once, but hit it about 20 times. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time out of your amazingly busy days. of purpose and legacy. And taking the time and listening to me just rapid Raymond geek out on a whole bunch of Marvel stuff. But thank you so much, guys. Guys, if you are new again, please hit the subscribe button on that podcast outlet. Or if you're listening on Anchor, head on over to Anchor and hit that callback button. I'm going to be hitting up some co-hosts and maybe doing some episodes with some co-hosts, because Anchor just recently updated where I can bring some co-hosts up on here. So I'll kind of see how that goes and just maybe publish it up here. So that's pretty much about it. I do have a new contest, guys. Now, this is exciting. Here, listen to me, guys. This is super exciting. I have designed a shirt myself. I literally just finished it. I'm not debuting it yet because it's really secret, because I don't want anybody to steal it. But I just designed a shirt, an Infinity Gauntlet shirt. And of course, it's just a gauntlet, you know, snapping right from the comics. I literally traced everything from the exact Infinity Gauntlet series comic. But instead of saying snap, it says oh snap. So literally, it's a literally special edition. You cannot find this anywhere. I know eventually somebody's going to do it, but I'm doing it. I'm getting it out, being printed. Now, guys, you guys can win this. If you are listening to this, if you're new or if you're old, guys, you can win this. All you have to do is get one of any of these episodes and share it on all your social media outlets, and literally hit me up anywhere on the social media, on Hard in the Paint podcast, if it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and just message me and say, hey, done. And I'll go track you and see if you did it. That's all you have to do. So I will pick a winner at the end of this month, and I will send you your Oh Snap Infinity Gauntlet shirt. Guys, this shirt is awesome. It's literally the finger snap, and it says Oh Snap. Amazing. Yes, guys. So you can win. Enter to win the Oh Snap Infinity Gauntlet shirt, and I'll have it shipped and sent out to you. And hopefully you guys, whoever's going to win it, sends me a picture and say, check it out, you know. Yeah, so that's it, guys. Again, to enter to win, all you have to do is take this episode or the recent episodes and literally share it on your social media outlets. That's all you have to do to enter to win the Oh Snap Infinity Gauntlet shirt designed by me that you cannot get anywhere else. Don't worry, I already have a patent on it, so if you steal it, I will find you. No, I'm just kidding. That's it, guys. I've been rambling too much already. But this is Hard in the Paint with your host, as always, Justin. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Stay awesome.